The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome back to MD Radio, episode number 82, on the heels of your 28th annual NPC Bodybuilding Figure and Bikini Championships held in Hotlanta this past weekend, where over 500 competitors, both male and female, descended on the hot state of Atlanta, where we saw Robert Bernica by way of Lithuania, now residing in Las Vegas, training with the big bad wolf from Germany, Dennis Wolf, wind up taking the overall championships. And he actually said in an interview after this contest that he only actually had time to train for 5 weeks following his USA competition this past July, which is quite incredible considering he's up against some formidable competitors in the form of Steve Kluko and your first runner-up, Keith Williams, by way of Minnesota, who got his third consecutive first runner-up finish in all three national qualifying shows, which was the USA's, North America, and the national championships. But the big news in all of bodybuilding, superseding all of that, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, also out of Atlanta and Hall of Fame bodybuilder, former national champion of 1982, and your 8-time Mr. Olympia winner, Lee Haney, signed on and joined forces with Muscular Development at the swift hand of Steve Bleckman working his magic. We're going to welcome Big Lee to the show. Lee, welcome to MD Radio and the MD family. Mr. Haney's with
being here.
Are you there?
I am here. Great being here. I appreciate it.
Lee, it was good seeing you over the weekend out there at your place and seeing how far you have come in this industry at the ripe old age of 50-ish. But your story was a quite interesting one, considering your journey actually began and probably started for you in 1982 when you won the first ever NPC championships, which you covered quite eloquently in our fireside interview at home. But what did you make of the championships? Did you have a chance to see it? I know you were a sponsor there and you had your booth. Did you have an opportunity to watch?
Well, I had a chance to see bits and pieces of it. As you said, I was so busy at the booth. But I tell you what, I was really impressed with the winner of the championship,
Robert Bernicke.
He's a monster.
Yeah, they seem to be growing bigger with each coming championship. how much did you say you weighed when you won that at the tender age of 22?
I weighed 226 pounds.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you how far we have come, because this guy was 250-ish, and he's probably a little bit shorter than you. But importantly, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You did a lot of interview work with us. You are back in the MD family. You once were a member of Team Twin Lab back in 1991. It's been some time with Steve for about 5 years in the Bleckman family. Talk to your fans about being back here and what we can expect from your involvement with Muscular Development.
Well, I'm very excited to be back, Sean, and I tell you what, man, I'm really happy with the direction that I've seen Muscular Development go, you know, over the past several years. Steve has done a fantastic job with it in capturing the soul of bodybuilding, and I'm really happy to see that. And the fact that, you know, you have people like yourself and Flex that's involved in the publication, it means a great deal because, you know, we sort of came along in the same era. Of course, I'm a little bit ahead of you guys. Not that much.
Yeah, not that much.
We were on stage together, so.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, the
good thing
appreciation
is that your fans will have direct access to you along the way. They're going to create a Q&A section for you on the Muscular Development forums. You're going to have a question and answer. I'm sorry, you're going to have your own Lee Haney column in the upcoming issues of the magazine as well. You're going to be able to have a platform to launch your wellness thing that you got, your training certification thing real quick. What about that?
Yeah, very excited about that, Sean. We'll, you know, with the certification, we're talking about the basic principles of training, contest preparation, training systems, all of the things that we know that work and that, you know, they just can't be duplicated. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just making sure that knowledge is still made available, particularly for people trying to get to the next level.
Right on, man. Well, welcome back to Team MD. We look forward to much of your wisdom and infinite input to all your future fans and the fans that have followed you over the years, a career that was well-decorated and recognized, and now we have direct access to you once again. So on behalf of Steve Bleckman, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's totally awesome. Lee Haney, your national champion of 1982 and 8-time Mr. Olympia Hall of Fame bodybuilder, who is still doing the business with his Lee Haney nutrition line, and now he's got the certification deal coming up that we will all be brought up to speed on the forums, on the radio, and in the magazine. But let's change gears and move it over from Atlanta, take it all the way out to the big Lone Star state of Texas, where we find the Dallas Cowboys in dire straits. Big Lee Thompson, promoter, judge, extraordinaire out there getting ready for his contest this weekend, the Houston Pro Bikini and Figure, along with the Texas State Championship. Lee, welcome back to ND Radio.
Hey, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Did I get that right? It is the Texas State, correct?
It is the Texas State Championships.
And we have Pro Figure and Pro Bikini also complementing that weekend, and I believe you're going to have a couple of visitors coming in as special VIP guests.
We, you know, we always do. We got Big Victor Martinez making an appearance, and usually, you know, we have a few of the great Texas pros make a stop through there. We got, you know, Miss Adela Garcia, mm-hmm. You know, she tends to frequent the hallways, and Jamie Eason, and you know, a lot of other little bodybuilding celebrities.
Well, real quick, for the people that may not have all the information, because this is one of the second to the last final Olympia qualifiers for 2011 regarding the figure and the bikini. I know I believe there's one coming up in Fort Lauderdale in the month of November, but you're kind of closing out the year with your competition, but it's coming up this weekend. Where can one go to get the information, and where is it located and all the good stuff?
Well, go to thompsonmusclecontest.com.
Yep.
And all the information is right there on the homepage. We're going to be in Houston, Texas, a little venue called Stafford, just outside of the Houston proper.
Right.
And it's a beautiful venue. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got a great lineup. Looking more than 150 competitors right now on the amateur side, and the pro side is shaping up as well.
Well, no doubt. We look forward to you continually doing the business of bodybuilding out there in the great state of Texas. And once again, sorry about your Cowboys, my friend.
Oh, man, but my Sooners are number one now, baby.
Oklahoma. All right, Lee, we got the information, and I won't make it. I'm sorry. I'm headed out to Russia on Wednesday for the Russian Championships, but, of course, you know I'd be there to support you. We're going to catch up. We share the same birthday, my brother, from another
yes,
mother.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, do your thing out there and come back and let us know how it went.
All right, Sean. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Lee Thompson, your IFBB head judge, promoter, and NPC chairman of the state of Texas. But we're going to change gears, move from Texas. We're on a journey. We're going to go back up to New York and bring on somebody you guys might be familiar with, Big Bill Grant. Bill, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good to be here, man.
Bill, when you talk history, I'm sitting there thinking, man, here's Lee Haney. I watched the history grow. But, man, you helped put down some pretty big footsteps yourself for some of these bodybuilders coming up in the game back in the 70s when you were roaming the streets around, you know, Franco Colombo and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the big boys. Now you're on the promoting end.
Yeah, those were some days, man, back in the old days of the original Gold's Gym. Things have changed now. We're all kind of grown up. We're all kind of retired, but some of us are still in the game and some aren't. I'm still in the game. I love it. I've been doing it for about 50 years, mm-hmm. and I decided I wanted to get into the promotion end of it. And, we're getting ready to put on a great show, Sean, down in Atlantic City. And it's shaping up to be real good, man. We've got a host of celebrities coming in. And if anybody's, if you guys are all familiar with wrestling, we've got a lot of top wrestlers provided by Scott Epstein's Publicity Management Services. We've got stars like Rob Terry. He's a TNA wrestling star, former TNA global mm-hmm. champion. He's 6-time Mr. Wales. We've got April Hunter, who's also a pro wrestler, a model, actress, and NPC junior national competitor.
Right.
And our guest poser, this guy will be competing very soon at the Sacramento Pro. It's Vinny Galanti. He's also from Jersey.
Yeah, Masters Pro champion. He won the Masters, got his pro card out there.
He sure did, and he's going to be guest posing for me at this show. We've got some other great guests coming on. Christy Hemme, she's a TNA knockout model, Playboy cover girl, on-air personality for Spike TV.
Right.
We've got Beth Horn, she's the NPC overall fitness winner. She's an author. Jackie Hobbs, who's actually going to be competing in the show. She's a former WWE wrestler.
Right.
We've got Tracy Brooks, a TNA knockout Playboy model. We got Mia St. John. She's a WBC women's boxing champ, a fitness expert, author, Playboy cover girl. Ryan Shamrock, she's a former WWE, WCW TV model, future NPC competitor. We've got Jamie Kovac. She was on the NBC American Gladiators. JD Maverick, he's also a pro wrestler and NPC competitor. And most people might recognize this name, Tony Atlas, Mr. USA. He's a WWE Hall of Famer, WBBG Hall of Famer, and he's also an author. So we've got some great entertainment on tap here down in Atlantic City at the Taj Mahal on October 23rd. It's going to be a great day, Sean. I wish you could be there.
Yeah, no, I'll be over in the fabulous country of Russia on the beginning of their winter, where the predicted weather will be somewhere in the low 40s. Bill, is this your first time at the rodeo with regards to this magnitude of a contest that you're promoting?
Yeah, this is. I do have a big show that I do over in Allentown, Pennsylvania every July. It's an outdoor show reminiscing the old days of Muscle Beach.
Right.
That particular show, it's a three-day event. We get 150,000 spectators, 10,000 athletes on that one.
Uh-huh.
This one's big, too. This is mixed up with the MMA martial arts, the mixed martial arts, and we expect about 10,000 to 12,000 people at this event.
Well, real quick, give us the website where people can actually find out, and if they plan on trying to make it out there this Saturday, where they can go.
They can actually come to my website, which is www.billgrant.net. Once they get to the front page, they click on the icon on the upper right-hand corner, the Bill Grant Classic. They'll get all the information they need. They'll have phone numbers, you know, times, weigh-in time,
yep.
All the categories we're going to have, all the entertainment we're going to have, it'll all be right there in front of their face. They can't miss it. And you know, Sean, the economy is really bad. We all know that.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're going to Atlantic City or you're going to Las Vegas, you're expecting to spend a lot of money for an event. Not this one, Sean. $20.
Nice.
Entry fee.
You're going to be able to get all of that for $20.
All of this for $20, Sean.
Sweet, brother. Hey, you give back in a big way.
it's great. I mean, you know, the economy's bad, and we want everybody to come. We want to fill the seats, but we want people to be able to afford the show. So we decided, hey, we could easily charge $60, $70, but with this economy, you might not get it. I'd like to give an opportunity for all the people to come see their shows, and this is why we made it at $20, and kids under 12 are free.
Right on, Bill. Thanks for all the information. We'll get you back on where we can find out a little bit more about the great Bill Grant and his promotion following this weekend's event. Thanks for calling in, brother.
You're welcome, Sean. Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
All right. That's one of the bodybuilding's best, man. Back in the day, that dude had some arms, some 20-inch guns. What an inspiration he was for many, many people coming up in the game of bodybuilding, and it's great to see him still here giving back and creating opportunities to blend and mix the sport of bodybuilding with wrestling and all the other ancillary events that involve physical fitness. But we're going to take our first commercial break, and we're going to come back with the Swami, Lonnie Tieper, who rocked the microphone 18 years at the Nationals, to give us a recap on what went down. We also saw Amber DiFrancesco on the female bodybuilding side walk off with her first overall champion and a pro card to show for her efforts. We'll come back and run down all the champions in all the classes with Lonnie Tieper, the Swami from California, right after this commercial break.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train, maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This guy is kicking! Die! Again! Come on, guys, kick it! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth.
All right, we are in episode number 82. It's Monday, October the 18th, and we are all settled in after the 28th annual NPC National Championships, where once again we saw the Lithuanian by way of Las Vegas, Robert Bernica, walk off with the overall title, and we saw big Freddie Smalls take his heavyweight championships all the way into the IFBB pro ranks, joined by one Brandon Ray, a perennial top five finalist at the national level championships. Is planning on actually joining the show a little bit later on to tell us what his IFBB pro plans are coming up shortly. We saw Roger Ferrer win the middleweight division, and the welterweight Dr. Victor Prisk out of Pittsburgh, PA, finally has got his feet into the IFBB pro ranks, and we saw Leonardo Pacheco get up in there as well. In the lightweight division, we saw our bantamweight district chairman out of the state of Maryland, Richard Singleman, take his title and his IFBB pro card. Let's introduce the MC for the evening, the master of ceremonies, Elvis Lonnie Teeper. Elvis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, you were rocking the mic up there like it's nobody's business, man. We had over 500 competitors, and you got us out of there in record time, albeit there was no food available in that host hotel. That was probably the only side effect, but you did handle your business at the great grand age of 60-plus. You still do it well, Lonnie.
You never were accurate with your facts or when it comes to picking up the check. And there was food in that host hotel.
It was bodybuilding food. That was the problem.
Yeah, but did you pay for everything okay?
I had about six or seven meals assigned to your room. I didn't want to indulge in the bodybuilding food after a contest like that. But I can appreciate you expediting those 5 million bikini girls and 1,000 figure girls.
It's getting tough, man, but I got it done at 10:30, and I thought it, like, tied the Nationals record last year and did a 10:30, but Peter Potter reminded me there were more competitors this year, so he goes, that's actually a new record. So,
well, did you have a chance
to watch
the
10:30 here? So,
yeah, did you have a while you were trying to get those people out there and correct the numbers and the names? I know that's tough. Did you have a chance to get a little glimpse of some of what was going down on stage? Because you've seen these guys up close and personal, and arguably some people thought maybe Keith Williams was a little bit off, his midsection was a little bit bloated. And Steve Klucko could have possibly been a little tighter, but some total of the parts went to Robert Panique on the night.
Yeah, you know, that super heavyweight class, and I don't MC at the prejudging on Friday night, so I got a long, hard look on Friday night. And, you know, the super heavyweight class, it obviously, I think if any of those three guys would have won, you really couldn't have had a complaint. Bernica won by 4 points over Keith Williams, his fourth consecutive second-place finish. Two Nationals, a USA and a North American, so I know that's disheartening. Now, Kuklo's only 25,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I introduce him as Kid Kuklo. I can't keep on doing that, Steve, so hurry up and, you know, pretty soon, you know, you're not a kid anymore. But they say he's not hard enough. You know, the guy carries 268 pounds on a frame that's maybe 6 foot.
Yeah.
So I don't know how hard you can be at that. I think the biggest thing Steve needs to work on, and that'll come with time, as you know, is working his chest and his back a little, bring those body parts up a little more.
Well, I mean, and being 25 and dealing with 250 plus pounds, I mean, he's young. That muscle maturity sometimes comes for those heavyweights a little bit later. I think I've already gone on records predicting the USA champion of 2011 if he goes in there. But where does that leave somebody like a Keith Williams with three first runner-ups in one calendar year? What's he got to do, man?
Well, you know, I think that you got to hand it to the guy. Some people thought he wasn't at his best this weekend, but gosh, the guy's done every major show in the last year, and I think the guy should be commended for showing up as good as he did. You know, Sean, you and I have seen people through the years who've done multiple shows in 1 year, and it was almost like two different people. They were
right.
So far off, and they were saying you can't peak twice, you know, in 1 year. Well, this guy's been, you know, 90-95% or better, like four shows in a row. So it's a tough loss for him, but what are you going to do? You know, the judges thought Bernica just had a little too much beef, and he did. He just overpowered everybody in the end.
Yep.
And, you know, Keith's just going to have to keep on going, coming back, and he's going to have to battle Kuklo and the others at the USA.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be a battle. It's going to be around for a while. Let's move down to the heavyweights. So you had Fred Biggie Smalls' prediction going into the competition of the heavyweights, and I believe it was Juan Morell who pulled up second place. But Juan, I don't think, was as good as he was at the North Americas, was he?
Well, he's in the next issue of Iron Man as one of my rising stars. I think this guy's got terrific potential. He's only 28 years old, and I think that was his third contest. And he's a tall guy. He appears a little lanky,
mm-hmm.
but you want to throw somebody's name in the mix as possible USA champion. I think if Juan Morell, in another year, you know, improves like I think he can, this guy's not going to be easy to beat.
Yeah.
So I think I didn't see him at the North American. You were there, but by the pictures, I think he was a tad better at the North American. But I think he was close here, and he's still learning. He's a kid, and he's coming. He's going to get better. You know, this guy's going to be a champion real soon.
Well, real quick, let's jump down in ninth place and Todd Jewell. I ran into him, and man, he looked like he was just done. He's like he's spent. It just was something that he's just not going to continue to do. He felt like he got dissed by the judges, and I told him I thought he looked his all-time best. I mean, what did you make of Todd Jewell?
Yeah, I don't know if he got dissed by the judges. I mean, there's a lot of good people up there, and, you know, maybe he could have been a couple slots higher, but the bottom line is, unless you win it,
yeah.
And I don't think a ninth-place guy should be second or third, unless,
right.
You know, the judges are looking at a totally different show. So, I don't know, Todd's got tremendous potential. He's a big guy. He's a great guy, really a nice man.
He should stick around, right? I mean,
he should stick around. He should not. I don't know exactly how old he is, uh-huh. but, you know, there's a lot of – Olympia had three guys 44 years old. So,
yeah.
You know, the game's staying longer now. The Nolan Ryans of bodybuilding are showing up. So, no, he should stay in there because he does have the tools to be a champion. He really does. I don't know exactly what is going wrong. He's one of those guys that looks absolutely terrific in photos.
Yeah.
You see him the week of the show, and then he gets on stage, and it's just not quite there.
Well, let's drop it down to light heavyweights, where another guy with the last name of Ray took the light heavyweight championships 23 years after I was in that category. Brandon Ray, a guy that people were kind of writing off because he disappeared for a year after he got a disappointing, I believe it was fourth place at last year's Nationals, and here he is winning the class and getting his pro card.
Yeah, Brandon definitely improved. The guy has a beautiful physique, and like I said at the prejudging on Friday night, I go, well, he was always compared to being the next Sean Ray, and now he's beginning to have the look, you know, that we can say that and be somewhat accurate. He came a long way. Still has a ways to go. He's got to get a little sharper, bring up his back. But it was a tremendous improvement. He just standing there straight on, the guy's got the best physique in the show.
Yeah, reminiscent of one Bertel Fox, especially from the front with the chest, traps, arms. I mean, the guy is thick upon thick. He actually will be on later in the show, Lonnie, and I want to get your expert opinion. He's thinking of tinkering with the Sacramento Pro 202 in 2 weeks out here. What do you make of that?
He absolutely should do it. He lives in Oakland, California now, moved from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So it's a hop, skip, and a jump. And you just got your pro card. He hasn't competed very much lately. You know, don't waste this opportunity. You know, stay on the diet. Jump in the 202. I don't know who the competitors are in that 202, right. But the guy's liable to win it, you know, if he comes in a little sharper.
Yeah, who cares? If he wins that thing or gets in the top three, qualifies for next year's 202, he's got a full year to do what he needs to do to come in against the big guys. Let's drop down a class. Roger Ferrer, a guy I'm not real familiar with, although he corrected me and told me he won the Junior Nationals, I believe, in 08, held off Stoyloff, a veteran who actually looked his absolute best in that category.
Yeah, that Stoyloff's great. He pulled me backstage before I brought him on at the introduction to said, now make sure you tell everybody that I did my first show in March of 1986. So he's been around a long time, and he really, you know, he's got some problems with his biceps.
Yeah.
But he's great condition. Ferrer is good. Ferrer was very thick. He is a former Junior Nationals champion, and I think it was the right decision. But Stoyle's been very close on several occasions, too. You know, when you get to the Nationals in the USA, you're going to see a lot of guys who've been in that top five multiple times.
Right. Well, real quick, we saw Dr. Victor Prisk earn his pro status over the veteran, Danny Hester, whom you met a long time ago at 41 years young, and Leonardo Pacheco fought off Luis Santiago, which was a battle in the making. And to wrap it up, we saw Richard Singleman hold off the veteran, George Gibson. Let's move over to the women's side. We saw Angela win this competition. I'm sorry, Amber. I called her Angela the entire weekend, Lonnie. I'm screwed up. But Amber DiFrancesco, Kurt's wife in the super heavyweight division, walked off with that overall women's bodybuilding title. What do you make?
Well, you know, she's got a great physique. And Chris Morell is a great bodybuilder and won the show last year. Mm-hmm. Chris actually had said to me she didn't know if she was going to beat Amber last year. So like I said at the mic, it was a great weekend for the DiFrancescos with Kurt getting fifth in the super heavyweight and Amber taking the women's crown. And I think she's got a beautiful physique, and
right.
I think she's going to be an excellent new addition to the pro ranks.
No doubt. And, of course, Monique Hayes won the light heavyweight class on her pro card, along with Julie Corthage. You got those names up there. I'm tongue-twisted. Marina Lopez out of Denver, Colorado, junior national champion, also got her pro card here. And we want to congratulate, not to be left out, our figure overall champion, Monica Specking, and our bikini overall champion, Jennifer Andrews, who was nothing less than stunning on the night, Lonnie.
Yeah, those bodybuilding winners were all really good. I really like the lightweight winner, too. I would have had her second in the overall.
Yep.
I think it's Marina. She's got a
Marina
beautiful
Lopez,
physique.
Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, Specking, I believe, from Arkansas, looked terrific, and Andrews looked great. And it's not easy winning those figure in bikini either, because there's so many great competitors, and they're – I kept on looking at the list when I was introducing them all one at a time, thinking, is the list ever going to end?
Well, I'm going to give you the last word, Lonnie. We've got to go to a commercial break. I know you've got class you're teaching. Real quick, what about this Ironman Natural deal coming up?
Yeah, John Balick, the publisher of Ironman Magazine's bringing back the Ironman Magazine Naturally. It's a polygraph-tested event. It's going to be held January 29th in conjunction with the Fit Expo at the LA Convention Center. So that's pretty exciting. And, you know, they get into the expo and see everything for $20, and they get to see the bodybuilding show as well. So we're going to have bodybuilding, figure, and bikini. And if anybody's interested in that, they can contact me. Go to the Iron Man Magazine website, and my contact addresses are there.
Right on, Lonnie. We'll bring you back on again for some year-end updates. And thank you for all your contributions. 18 years at the mic is definitely a record in what you continue to do and give back by way of your journalism and your expert analysis, Masters of Ceremonies and contest promotion, and educating those guys on physical fitness out there in East L.A. Kudos and hats off to you. We're going to take a commercial break. That was the Swami, better known as Elvis, LT, calling in from Southern California. We're going to take a commercial break, come back with some champion from the North America. Looking to come on board is Big Freddie Smalls after the commercial break from the state of Delaware.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Dark Side 4 is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb?
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
This guy's kicking! Die! Again! Come on now, he's kicking! Come on! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Come on then, let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. All right, once again, we are wrapping up the NPC 2010 National Bodybuilding Championships. And on the line by way of Delaware, we've got our heavyweight champion and latest addition to the International Federation of Bodybuilding, professional Fred Smalls. Freddie, welcome to MD Radio.
Good evening, Sean. How are you?
Are you home, safe and sound? Are you still out there in Atlanta, Georgia, doing pictures?
Actually, I did my last photo shoot this morning, and I just pulled into the driveway.
Well, real quick, I know you're on your cell phone, and you've got to be exhausted. I don't even want to begin to go there physically where you're at, but you were born January 17th, 1963 in Philadelphia?
No, I was born October 8th, 1975.
I love it. They always give me the wrong historical information. Yeah, because that would have made you a little bit older than me, actually.
Right.
For the people that don't know who you are, and I'm sure they soon will when all this stuff breaks, because you were, you know, nothing short of amazing this past weekend, it seemed like you had a smile that you couldn't wipe off your face, man. Long time coming or what?
Oh, man, I've been doing bodybuilding since 1994, and I kind of thought I'm done with it in 2005, and in 2006 I said, you know what, I'm going to give it 100% effort and try and focus on this thing, and at that point I said I wanted to be a pro by the time I was 35, and I turned 35 a week before the show, so
awesome.
I have a perfect birthday gift to myself.
Yeah, happy belated birthday. Back in 07, you were fifth at the North America Championships. You decided you were going to do the Nationals in 08, and you wound up in fifth. You were third at the USA's a year ago. You were third again at the National Championships. And you did the USA's this year, and you were third again.
You
find yourself in the winner's circle. And you know what? I don't know if it was a matter of attrition, timing, peaking, whatever it is, but for whatever reason, when I see you, you have a tendency to look better at the finals than the prejudging, which kind of sucks because it's a two-day event. But nevertheless, it is bodybuilding, and those shows are still being judged on Saturday night. I was kind of concerned. I thought, you look so much better on Saturday. Did they mark you down on Friday? What did you do, anything dramatically different?
I don't know. I mean, I was a couple pounds lighter on Saturday night, but Friday I was pretty tight. It's just that when I first came out, I think nerves get me.
Yeah.
And you know, the adrenaline and the nerves, and by Saturday night, you know, you're a little bit more relaxed. It's a much more relaxed atmosphere. The guys are backstage. The ones that figure they're not in the top five, they've pretty much gone out and eaten that day. And you know, it's just a much more, it's more camaraderie Saturday night. Friday night, everybody's, you know, out trying to, you know, they're trying to really take out the competition. And I think that relaxed atmosphere I do really well in. But I mean, you know, so for me, I came in, I still was better than I'd ever been on Friday night. And when I came out, you know, I did look a little softer, but as soon as I started posing, everything started jumping. So, I mean, you know, I do need to work on that, especially as I go into the pro ranks. But like I said, every time I've been out, I've been a little bit better each time. So,
well, were you aware of the guys that you were trying to hold off and hold at bay? I know Juan Morell, I thought, particularly looked good, actually better at the North Americas. You might have missed his peak, but were you cognizant of those guys trying to keep you from your destiny?
Not really. I mean, I figure Juan Morell is, you know, he's about 5'11", 5'10". I'm 5'7", you know, and I knew I was going to be, I mean, I had to suck a lot of weight to make heavyweight, you know, and I ate a lot less food going into the show so I could make heavyweight. So I knew I was going to be thicker than anyone else. I knew my Achilles heel was conditioning, and I knew if I came in tighter than I ever come before, I'd be rewarded for it. And, you know, I got first place, straight first place votes, and that was exciting. Exciting.
Yeah, well, you know? At the end of the day, you did have some people, like you said earlier, you had some people to thank along the way. You can go ahead and give them their props right now.
Oh, man, George Ferrer is amazing. He, you know, he really took control of me this time, and he knows I play a lot of head games with myself, so he kept me under, like, right underneath him all day long. And, you know, my wife, she's pregnant and going into her third trimester, and she was willing to do anything for me, you know, so I got to definitely take care of her going forward. And, you know, of course, MuscleTech, you know, they ease the financial burden of doing this whole thing.
Right.
And then Muscle Development, you know, for giving me the exposure.
Yeah, well, so. You earned it, man. You're a veteran of the stage, and now you're in the IFBB pro ranks. I was going to say, well, we were talking about what possibly might be next. I know you said you want to put on some more weight, but are you going to be one of those guys who tries to come in 10, 15 pounds heavier right off the bat?
Right. You know, I had a lot of people tell me that I could have won that overall, and no one would have blinked. So,
yeah.
You know, that tells me they're not going to get that much bigger than Robert Bernica. I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they might be more complete or whatever, but they're not going to get that much bigger. So, to me, I think if I come in a good 5 pounds heavier and even a little sharper, even 5 or 8 pounds, I don't think I need a lot because my symmetry's there. I think I can be competitive.
Yeah, really, I think it's just a matter of conditioning and hitting the peak instead of packing on the beef. I mean, you got all the size there is. What'd you weigh?
I actually weighed in at 223.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, man, you were right there in the thick of it, and you set out to accomplish what you wanted to. I know the overall would have been that much sweeter. You didn't lose to a slouch. Robert Bernique is a freaking freak, and possibly you could have taken him out with a little bit more hardness, a little bit more sharpness. But after you study the videos, look at the pictures, you're going to know exactly what you need to bring to the IPB Pro ranks. And come back here, please, and announce it so your fans can follow your career.
Well, you know, tentatively right now, we're talking about possibly doing the Orlando Pro. So
we'll look forward to seeing you on that stage real soon, and make sure you let us know definitively when you make up that decision.
Right, and I got to say, I really appreciate you've always been very honest with me, and I appreciate your critiques, and I've taken them and just tried to work on this thing, so I thank you.
All right, you the man, man. That's big Freddie Smalls back home in the driveway in Delaware where he's about to go in, and what are you going to eat? Ice cream and cake?
I got to still stay tight because I got a couple more shoots.
It's dedication.
So I'm going to have a whey protein shake tonight and then get back on the diet tomorrow.
And so the business of bodybuilding begins, man. Enjoy it. That's your heavyweight national champion, Freddie Smalls. Welcome to the IFBB Pro Leagues.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's change gears and bring on another big man in the light heavyweight divisions by way of California, Oaktown, B-Ray, Brandon Ray. Welcome to MD Radio. Big Brandon. Brandon's a little slower. He's probably
like
eating.
Today, I'm at San Jose International Airport. So.
Okay. So did you just land?
Just landed. So
I love the dedication.
You might hear the overhead announcement every now and then.
Yeah, well, we're about 2 minutes away from a commercial break, man, but I didn't want to leave you out of this. This was a moment you had worked for, and you'd been continually taking photographs of yourself and working real hard, kept your nose to the grindstone. How was victory for you this past Saturday night?
Victory actually just set in traveling home from Atlanta today when I'm carrying my trophy with me, and people are like, wow, what's that? You know, are you a pro bodybuilder? And I can finally say, yes, I am. And that's when it really set in, you know, because you always get that question as an amateur, and it's kind of hard to explain to people who are on the outside looking in. But when you're finally a pro, you can just honestly say, yes, I'm a pro.
Yeah, well, I wanted to find out real quick. You are committed to doing your first pro show in Sacramento, a stone's throw away from Oaktown, this November the 6th?
I believe it's November the 6th. I just got my diet from Don. I'm finishing up tilapia and rice right now. I'll be in the gym at 8 o'clock tonight. I'll be on the step mill right after that. So it looks like I am doing it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're committed. If you're already getting on a step mill tonight, and big King Kong Don Long, whose birthday is today, by the way, happy birthday to
Absolutely.
Big Don. What he's done with you and for you as a bodybuilder and now as a pro bodybuilder is nothing short of amazing. We look forward to seeing some big things from you, B-Ray. Close out the year with a victory on the 202 stage in an Olympia qualifying spot might not be too shabby, yeah?
That would be a huge blessing, and, I mean, it's just... to go on with that momentum, it shouldn't be too hard. I'll actually be a lot tighter, I'm sure. And just the support that I got, it motivates me to be even better, my next time out. So I just want to thank all of you out there.
Well, Brandon, it's a well-deserved victory. And once again, it was a contest where I thought, well, there's a clear winner. It didn't take the surgeon to see that you were going to walk off with that title. And you left no stoned unturned in that contest prep, man. So enjoy the victory.
Thank you very much, Sean. And everyone, just stay healthy for the rest of the year. Enjoy the holidays, the end of the year, and definitely enjoy the Yankees winning another World Series, because it is going to happen.
All right, that's Big B-Ray, your new IFBB Pro Champion, gracious in victory as he was in defeat. Welcome to the pros. All right, so we're going to take a final commercial break. We come back with the guy that is trying to shape up America one event at a time with 30 calendar dates to try to make this thing come to fruition. Big Mike Torcha coming back at you on MD Radio after the commercial break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today. Where other companies fall short, VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the No Bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Dying enough! This guy is kicking! Dying! Again! Come on now, he's kicking! Come on! Finish it? Yeah!
For blood and guts training, you need Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Let's get nasty now! Finish it off!
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
streaming live. The leader in Internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm the truth
and these other boys phony. All right, welcome back to MD Radio. In our final segment, we're going to take it another direction here. We got a guy who is trying to shape up America, a former bodybuilder, actually. Big Mike competed in the Mr. California and Mr. Collegiate USAs and Teen America. Big Mike, welcome back to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. Pleasure to be here.
I want to get some things correct here. It's been over 25 years you've been doing your motivational fitness programs, but you've got some pretty high honors. I didn't want to just gloss over them. Teenage Mr. New York, Teenage Mr. America, Mr. Collegiate USA, and Mr. California. It seems like you got your feet into the industry a little bit sooner than I did, but no doubt those footprints were very big in terms of where you are now as the president and founder of America's Lifestyle Coach for Health and Wellness. Mike, we've got a huge project going down right here in Beverly Hills, California this weekend, which I'm sorry I'm not going to be available to support. I'll be traveling in Russia. But bring the listeners up to speed with what's happening with your Operation Fitness program.
I created the Operation Fitness program in 1985. I had been an obese child, and that's how I got started into bodybuilding. And I had decided that I needed to help other people out there make changes in their life, whether they're children or adults.
Right.
So I decided to launch this campaign many years ago, and that's when I started the OperationFitness.com website to be a resource where people can come and learn about fitness and nutrition, just healthy living, you know, healthier styles of living. And I then decided a few years back that there was such an epidemic of obesity and I needed to make a change. What better than having a bodybuilder rally other bodybuilders across the country to fight the epidemic of obesity? Because with our ability, with knowledge on fitness and nutrition and our drive and ambition, we are unstoppable. So I felt I need to reach out to the bodybuilding community and say, join me, and let's go across the country and show everyone that we're going to change what's going on in this country by working together and inspiring others to join the campaign. And then I created this Shape Up America campaign, which was launched last year. We honored Joe Eater and as the Health Advocate Lifetime Achievement Award winner. And Joe was just so delighted because Joe was the one who flew me out to California from New York. When I was 17 years old, I wrote to Joe, and I said, my dream would be to be in your magazine and someday come to California to meet you. Well, sure enough, he called me up, got permission from my parents, flew me to California, and went out to his Woodland Hills office. He gave me such an amazing talk, an inspirational walkthrough of his victory lane of all the champion bodybuilders, and inspired me to be where I am today. So who else but the Joe Weider, I thought, should be honored the very first launch of the campaign. And ever since then, I have been now recruiting various other people. Last March 14th, we gave the Lifetime Achievement Award to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so delighted to have been the next one following Joe. And then this year, we're going to be selecting a few different bodybuilders that have really made a difference in the health of our nation, inspiring other people to train hard and eat healthy. So I'll be calling you back to announce those. But I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today.
Yeah, well, no problem. I mean, one just needs to click on your name or Google your name to see how well-decorated you are and how you are deeply into the fabric of the fitness industry and training clientele, such as Kevin Spacey, Matt Damon, Kim Cattrall, Al Pacino, Sinbad. The list is long in terms of the celebrity involvement and of getting these guys in shape and helping them, but it's now evolved into a wellness type of a scenario as well. Give us some of the particulars real quick before we go to a close here on this weekend's event taking place in Beverly Hills.
Well, here in Beverly Hills, I had selected a location that was a massive parking lot that's outdoors, and I designed a layout which would have a stage with performances of various different fitness experts to get up there and show people different ways of conditioning their body. Then the rest of the area was set up with booths along each side of what I called the demo area. And in there I have top experts from boxing to mixed martial arts to kung fu, Pilates, yoga, and various different conditioning apparatus that are the up-to-date, high-tech equipment that can help you advance your improvement in your physical condition, to along with very traditional and very basic fundamentals, so people can have a broad range of a selection of ways to become fit, be healthy. But we're going to have a lot of the top bodybuilders there. We got Samir Banoot. We got Michael O'Hearn. We have Sherry Goggins, Miss Fitness America, that'll be there. Bill Dobbins, renowned photographer, will be there to take pictures. And we're also featuring a bikini fitness model search competition. We have over 30 competitors in that, and that should be a lot of fun, too.
Well, right on, man. What you're doing is really desperately needed, and we appreciate it. I know there's 30 cities you're trying to get to. This Sunday, October 24th, in Beverly Hills, 9900 Wilshire Boulevard. Check it out. It's going to be off the hook. It starts at 10 a.m. It's going to go to 5 p.m. And for anybody that wants more information on this event, they can visit www.operationfitness.com. That's Big Mike Torcha. We're going to keep you in the loop for the balance of the year, Mike, because as these events come up, it's important to know where these people can go to participate and share in the fitness and the wellness that you're sharing with the rest of the country. Appreciate that.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Sean.
All right, that's Big Mike Torcha. Real quick, we got one last caller who's calling in with like 1 minute to go. Let's bring him on real quick. Big Mark Alvisi, by way of Florida, you on the air, baby. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You get 1 minute. I know you opened up a nutrition store. I heard about it online. Talk to your fans, my man.
Yeah, well, after Dallas came back and put my head down, and me and Ava got it together, and we opened up our nutrition store here in South Florida, Delray Beach. It's called Pro Sports Nutrition. And we pretty much, you know, we just can offer pretty much anything that's in the out there on the market. And we're in the process of building a website right now, which should be up shortly, which is prosportsnutritiononline.com, where pretty much anybody will be about a 1 to 2 day ship once we get that live.
Mark, it's great to see you expand your fitness and your bodybuilding endeavors into store ownership. And, of course, Ava, again, you guys both had some tremendous years. First runner-up at your first pro show at the Europa Pro. Tell your fans really quick where they can see you on stage again, or have you decided?
Well, I haven't decided completely, but I know it's going to be something in the summer next time. I want to do a qualifier for the Olympia because I do plan on doing the Olympia next year.
Right on. Well, keep doing what you're doing. Represent Gaspari well. And we'll catch up with you on another episode when we have a little bit more time. That's going to bring us to a close. Mr. USA 2009, Mark Alvisi, got his feet wet in the IFBB Pro ranks this year. We're going to look forward to seeing him next summer. Thanks to all of our guests, all of our national champions for calling in. Next week's show is pre-recorded, but it's going to be a special one. I'm traveling on my way home from Russia next Monday, the 25th. But tune in. You don't want to miss episode number 83 here on MD Radio. For Steve Blackman and Team MD, congratulations to your overall champion, Robert Bernica, your 28th national champion. That's going to do it for us here at MuscularDevelopment.com and MD Radio. Peace. And I'm out. Steak for the bomb ass MV. The safe way you never find a dance floor empty. And pimp speed on a mission for them greens. Lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing sassoon. You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.